And next, we open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine, which we do just about every week, to find interesting stories about the way we live now. Today, we focus on a legendary figure for many Washingtonians, and by that we mean the people who live in D.C., not the tourists who visit the monuments, not the people who ride around in chauffeur-driven town cars, no disrespect, but the people who live in the parts of town the tourists and big shots rarely visit. His name is Chuck Brown, and he is known as the godfather of go-go. Give me the bridge now. It's a style of music that blends African and Latin beats as well as the call and response tradition common in many black churches. Go-go has been around for more than 30 years, and the music is widely sampled, which is to say beats and melodies are borrowed by other artists. But as a genre, it's had some difficulty breaking out past the greater Washington, D.C. area. Now at 73, can I tell it? 73 years old.
Yes, of course.
And nearly 20 albums under his belt. Chuck Brown is still looking for ways to expand Go-Go's reach, and he's with us now. Welcome.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And I just have to mention, you're looking as fabulous as always. You got your signature look. He's got his signature snap brim fedora.
Thank you.
Let's see, it's fabulous.
Thank you.
Just overall fabulousness is in the house, I just have to mention. So, having a little trouble working the headphones over his chapeau, but he's given it his best effort. So let's give a little taste of the go-go sound. Here's Wind Me Up, Chuck, from your 2001 live album. Here it is.
I want y'all to make some noise, kiddo. One more time. Say what? I love you so much. Oh, you're spoiling me now. You're spoiling me, y'all. I'm gonna start off easy. You're so breezy. I'm gonna start off easy, y'all. A little bit loud.
See, we're having a little trouble bringing the music down because we're kind of in the groove now. What is it about go-go that
Well, it's a feeling, how you describe it? You know, it's a groove. It's a feeling, you know, that goes on and on and on. That's why they call it go-go, you know, because I've said this time and time again. You know, back in the day when I got the idea of creating this sound, they had go-go clubs, go-go girls, you know, and no go-go music. So I decided to call it go-go music. You know, we were doing top 40, and all we did was just cut it down, drop the percussion in there, which the idea came from the Los Latinos, the band that I played with earlier, and also that African feel. And call the response, you drop it down, and you talk to the people, and they talk back to you. And that's how I got started. I was trying to get it started in 1972 when I put out a tune called We the People. And I came back with another tune called Blow Your Whistle. And the kids were shaking tambourines, riding their bicycles. And Max Kidd gave me the idea to write a song called Blow Your Whistle. You know, he was a great producer, Max Kidd. He produced that, and he also turned us on to people like Don Cornelius and got us into the Soul Train thing.
But is it tiring? I mean, one of the things about it does go on and on. Does it wear you out?
Not me, no. Not yet. Not yet.
Not
and,
even.
You know, we used to play 4 hours without stopping. We played as much as 4 hours without stopping. We played 3 hours, and not here recently, we've done 2 hours, 2.5 hours without stopping. This is what we like to do. I like to take breaks, you know what I'm saying? Once we get them people on that flow, we want to keep them on there.
I see. Now, you know, I think a lot of people, even if hard to imagine, they're not familiar with Chuck Brown, but on the off chance they're not, many people will have heard go-go sampled, as we mentioned, in other songs. A prime example would be Nelly, who sampled Bustin' Loose for his 2002 mega hit, Hot in Here. And I'm going to play just a little bit. Here it is.
No deceiving, nothing up for Steven, no teasing. I need you to get up on the dance floor. Get that man what he asking for. Cause I feel like Bustin' Loose, and I feel like touching you. And can't nobody stop the juice. So baby, tell me what's the use.
Okay, that's a very good place to have a little little edit there, since we don't know whether little ears are listening right now. So, but how do you feel about being sampled?
You love it. You don't mind.
You don't feel like people are like stealing your thunder.
It. That's the best thing that can happen to you. It keeps you going. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I appreciate the fact somebody thought enough of my music to sample it. In 1976, that's when the go-go started catching on. You know, and from then on, I did a tune called Bustin' Loose. I started doing it in 76, and we recorded it in 78. and it became a number one hit in the country.
Well, people sometimes people are flattered by it, but on the other hand, sometimes people feel irritated because they don't necessarily feel that the original works have perhaps gotten the appreciation from the widest audience that they might prefer. And in fact, there are those who say that one of the reasons that Go-Go hasn't traveled as far as its own genre outside of the D.C. area is that it's best experienced live. That if you're there, it really you really feel it as a kind of a crowd in-person experience. You think that's true?
Well, that's where you get the full effect of Go-Go. You got the crowd there with you, you know. But in the studio, it is hard to get it. But you can get some nice, clean hits out of the studio, which I'm fortunate enough to say that we have, you know. And I'm also fortunate enough to say that Go-Go has gone all over the world. See, that's a statement that people say Go-Go hasn't gone nationwide. Those people really don't know. It hasn't hit every city in the United States, but it has hit the major cities because I've been to them. And the first time up in 1970, I think it was in 74, I recorded Air Record. I was trying to get some Go-Go together then. That was in 1970. We played at the Sugar Shack in Boston, Massachusetts, and that was quite a while back. And people really liked it, and I was testing it then. So in 1972, that's when I started cutting. I cut my first record.
Well, but maybe it's a thing where people will recognize an Atlanta sound or a Minneapolis sound, or maybe they just don't associate D.C. with the music scene. Do you think that could be it?
Not really, because you know I played all over the country and all in Europe, all over Japan, everywhere. You know, Switzerland, Germany. Japan, Osaka, Yokohama, Nagoya.
I understand you're huge in Japan.
Yes, ma'am.
How'd that happen?
They like our music. They like our music, and I've been over there several times, you know.
Is it different? I mean, do you get a different response? How does it
really
performing in D.C. and then performing in Japan?
They are really into it. I love Japan. Yeah, psycho! When you say psycho, I mean everybody goes off in Japan. And they appreciate your music. You know, I can walk down the street in Japan, look behind me, I can see 10 young people walking behind me about 15 feet, maybe 20 feet away, you know. And I turn
around.
Well,
you get that here.
Yeah, to be following me. I turn around and say, hey, what y'all doing back there? Come on up here. You know they want some autographs or something. So I stand right there in the middle of the street and sign autographs, you know.
Well, you are rather attention-getting.
Well, I'm just so grateful for that. Knowing where I come from, you know what I'm saying?
There's a very interesting backstory, which is captured in the Washington Post piece. But I still want to ask you, and we don't have time, sadly, to get into the whole story of how Chuck Brown became the legend that he is. But how is it possible that at 73, if you don't mind my telling it, you're still touring, you're still performing, not just occasionally, but regularly?
Yes.
How do you do it?
Well, you see, some people think I'm 75, but they gave me a couple of years off of good behavior. You know? So, yes,
how do you do it?
Well, it's the energy that's still there. You know, I still have the desire, I still have the energy. I still have some fire, you know. I'm still getting higher, so ain't no point in being retired. I've told several people this. I just want to go on and on until it's over.
Let me just clarify what you just said. You said you're still getting hired.
Mm-hmm.
For those who may have misheard,
yeah.
Is it? You're still getting hired.
Still getting hired. So that's why
not
I'm not
the
retired.
Other word that you thought maybe that he said. But what is the secret to that? Is it just because you're constantly performing? You're mm-hmm. energetic. Do you watch your diet carefully?
No, I don't watch your diet. I eat like a soul brother. You know, cornbread, black-eyed peas, collard greens, lima beans, things like that. You know, but. You know, my wife is a nurse also, and she's been taking care of me and the kids for the last, ever since she started working about 15 years ago. And so she watches over me pretty well.
Keeping a pep in your step.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm happy all the time. So that's what, you know, I like to make people happy. I like to see people smile. I like to make people laugh. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me happy knowing that I'm making somebody else happy.
With all that you've done. Is there anything else that you have yet to do that you want to do? Any mountain left to climb?
Well, I would like to see the success of my children. You know, my children have talent. They all can sing and rap and whatever. And right now I got two kids in Virginia Tech. My son, Nikos Brown, number 47, he's a linebacker, and he's doing great. And my other son is down there now, Wally Brown. He's also a linebacker, and you know, I like to see them go to the pros. And I'm not speaking so well of myself because I'm just going to do this until it's over.
All right.
You know?
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us. What should we go out on? What would you like to hear?
Oh, give me a little doo-wop.
Okay, we'll play that at the end of the program. Chuck Brown is a music legend. He is the creator of Go-Go. He was kind enough to join us from our Washington, D.C. studios. If you want to read the profile of Chuck Brown in this week's Washington Post magazine, we'll have a link on our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Tell Me More. Mr. Brown, thank you.
Thank you very much.